We have been suspicious of those in-home virtual assistants that help you manage your life. Wait until you hear about the power now in the hands of political campaigns. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com. And enter promo code CLNS. So we know that our phones can be tracked, right? I mean, they're ways of tracking your phone. But this really adds to our concerns, Jimmy. And we've talked about, devices in homes that have been sending files of other people's private conversations around, microphones being in places and picking up things that people didn't know were being picked up. So now political campaigns have created this system, are using a system which allows them to basically track you and push information to you in a way that's a little spooky.
Sure. Well, let me tell you, Dan, you did read 1984 in school, didn't you?
Yes, I did. But I thought that would never happen.
And it's happening over and over and over and over again
isn't it? Yes.
Because not only are we having listening devices that we're bringing into our homes, but I swear I saw a guy at a computer repair shop. He was so worried about the camera on his that's built into his computer.
Oh, yeah.
That he was putting a Band-Aid over it so that you could
Somebody, I think it was one of the FBI directors at some point was asked, or maybe it was a national security person, but they were asked about, could people spy on you using your own camera? And this official replied, I put tape over mine.
Right.
And I thought that was telling.
The guy I saw in the store obviously saw that story.
Right, yeah.
And went in and said, can I turn this thing off? And by the way, you can turn your camera off.
You can turn it off, but it's just, there are a lot of reports out there about there's this scam that was going around. We may have talked about this where, they send you this email telling you that you have been hacked, that they have gotten into your camera, and they have video of you pleasuring yourself to underage girls on porno sites.
Yikes.
And they're asking for cryptocurrency to be sent somewhere. And so there's this, you never really know what people have access to. And then now, every time we're hearing more and more that every step you take
is on camera and recorded and watched. Absolutely.
I'll be watching you.
Do you want to dance fired up?
Yes, I'm fired up, just like the fireplace in our studio.
It's a 4K fireplace, too.
So they're talking about this electronic fence.
Yeah, we'll talk about how it all started.
Right. So this guy, Tony Evers, who's running for governor. And he was at a Wisconsin State Democratic Party meeting, right? And as they described, this was an article in the LA Times. They described how he's, walking around the rooms, he's shaking hands, he's networking. And then they put this line in there. Then he put an electronic fence around everyone there.
It's like you're a dog. You're inside the electronic fence, right? And you can't get out because
you get shocked,
you're getting information. People, and of course, if you walk out that door, what happens when you're outside the fence?
Yes.
Well, you're not on the fence. You're outside the fence.
And in this case, they can follow you even outside the fence. So I want to read one quick
part. So it's controlling. Yeah. Hang on a second. Yeah, yeah. This controls the Wi-Fi signal and wherever you are.
It allows them to essentially tap into the Wi-Fi. So it's a third-party system. They tap into the Wi-Fi or whatever other, let's say an app. You go into a store and it says download this app here in order to find out, real-time prices. Any interaction with an app or any interaction with the Wi-Fi, which means you just walk into the room and you have interaction with the Wi-Fi, will allow them to now start reading you. Who you are, what you know, pushing you information.
You know who the person that's really driving this is? Besides the politicians who, of course, want to fix.
Could it be Satan?
Church lady. That was a church lady reference by Dan Lothian.
That's right.
Once again, dating himself on
Steven,
this show.
Steven, did you catch that? Did you know what that was?
Do you even know who the
church lady?
SNL does it every so often. Oh, all right, good. Thank goodness. A new
he's
generation.
Pretty good at this. He pays attention to all the old school stuff.
That's right.
It's hard for us to stump him. Once in a while we do on old school, but he that's good.
Okay. So they are using the unsecured Wi-Fi networks
right.
to force feed you with your phone information.
That will make you vote for them.
That'll make you vote for them.
Right.
Yeah.
So the article says that Digital Fence enables Evers' team to push ads onto the iPhone and Androids of anyone who's attending a meeting. But also, because the technology pulls in unique identification numbers off the phones, a data broker, it reads, could also use the digital signatures to follow the device home. Once there, the campaign could use so-called cross-device tracking technology to find associated laptops, desktops, and other devices to push even more ads. So they get into your mobile device, you go home or wherever you go to work.
And it's following you wherever you go.
It follows you now because your device is tied into the laptop, blah, 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 blah. Now they're everywhere.
And that is... scary.
Unbelievable.
But again, people are also too addicted to their phones. They don't know how to turn off notifications. They don't know how to put privacy settings. And you know, the people that are wanting this information, they don't care what you're doing really in your private life.
No. They want to sell you something.
Well, then who's to blame? That's the commercial media again.
Yeah, well, it's you because you support it. You buy this stuff, you know.
It's certainly not public television, right?
No, it isn't.
That's where you were going with that.
Yes, exactly.
And I think you were.
Yes.
And it's just, it's because of the fact that the technology has just... evolved faster than real minds can wrap their hands around it.
So, great point. You're right. It really is.
No, it totally
is.
Let's get away with this. Hey, I want to find out how many 18 to 34-year-old males are visiting this shop.
Right.
You know, between the hours of 5 and 8 p.m.
I have a widget that can tell me that.
Within 25 miles of the store.
Yep.
You can absolutely find that out now.
Yeah. No, you can.
And there's no one to blame here except for yourself for not learning the technology or having the time to actually learn the technology.
Yeah.
Turn your device.
Yeah, but do you really want to turn it off?
Because I don't want to turn it off. I want to control it. And you have to learn how to control it better than most of us do.
But
or be like me and not give a darn if anybody knows anything about you. Because
after all
you got to do is listen to my podcast and watch my shows.
And you'll know everything.
That's right. I'm telling everybody everything.
I think the thing is that, so you do have a choice, but everyone wants, as opposed to using your data time, once you go someplace where you can get the Wi-Fi, you want to use that. Plus, it's stronger signal inside a building.
Right? And what really concerns me, however, is, again, and I know we've talked about this because we go back to the Robert Mueller investigation that's going on right now with the impact on the 2016 election.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sorry, but that election will forever go down in history as being tainted.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. And again, what am I basing that on? The reporting of our friends in the media. But there's so much overwhelming evidence.
Fake news.
Forget about what they're finding out. It's what they're looking at and how it was done.
Right.
And that goes to the technology advancements. And that goes to the information that advertisers are craving for so they know what your behaviors are. Hey, it's brain hacking, Dan.
We haven't heard that one in a while.
It's another example. They're trying to hack into your brain
with
information.
He's getting there. Not quite there, but almost Reverend Jimmy almost
exploded. We have to stop this.
Yes. Now, if you're not scared, here's a little thing that might sort of push you across the line. A Democratic strategist, Dane Struther is his name. He said this quote in the LA Times. We can put a pin on a building, and if you are in that building, we are going to get you.
Yikes.
Wow. That's nuts.
I know it.
That is nuts. I mean, that's kind of scary. So, you know, if you've been to a political rally, a town hall, just fit the demographic of a campaign, chances are good that your movements are being tracked with great accuracy.
And by the way, do you use GPS?
I do use GPS, so it knows where you've been.
Can I tell you something? I hate
GPS. It's like Santa Claus.
I hate it.
Knows what
you've
been.
I want to know where I'm going before I go there.
But you don't nowadays. I used to use maps.
Guess what?
But it's hard to find maps.
By the way, we fight about this in the car. It's actually kind of a funny thing. Well, not so funny that you're fighting with your partner. But I mean, she loves Waze. I do not.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to look at the map. I want to check the traffic because the map is going to tell me what the traffic is.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to decide where the hell I'm going to go and I'm going to go there.
Wait, the map. You look at a real map. Like a paper map?
A Google map.
Oh, I thought you pulled out the old map.
No, I don't have one of those. I don't even know if they print anymore.
They do print. We bought one probably about a year ago.
By the way,
yes.
My feeling is, Steve, have you ever even looked at a paper map?
Yes. I actually kind of liked looking at old maps of my town.
We can't.
He's such an old duck.
I know.
He's
really
such an old soul for a young kid.
I think he's like 47, really. I think that's what happened. And Stephen just enjoyed school and decided, you know what? I'm going to stay young.
That's, I guess,
He took the young pill.
I try it every day. I have to.
Yours is the Jimmy Young pill.
That's right. Whatever color it is. So, again, goes back to, you know, we as a society, so many people are struggling paycheck to paycheck. There are double income families just trying to put food on the table for their kids to provide for them. It is not an easy time now. And then you throw in these technological webs that control your thinking,
your life.
And do you have time to go through the iPhone to learn how to use it the right way?
I just don't get any of this, though. I turn it all off. Some of it.
You're on Facebook.
I tend not to. I don't have all my location,
right?
And I rarely add stuff. The other day I did because my son asked me to.
Besides, you want to show the world what a wonderful thing you did with your son to go to an event.
I didn't want to show them anything, but my son wanted me to. So that's the only reason.
Actually, that's a good thing too.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
he's proud of daddy taking him to the races.
Wow,
I think that's very cool.
Yeah, he was proud of something.
Well, he liked getting access to all those race car drivers, didn't he?
He
enjoyed that part, didn't he?
He did. But it does, you know, it does. I think the more that we can talk about this, is more hopefully we can educate people. Don't go into it blindly. Technology is moving faster than laws can be written to protect you. So you have to learn how to protect yourself.
Right. I agree. And I don't think people care about that as much anymore.
They don't.
Even though.
Because it's a losing battle.
They're going to put two locks on their doors.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to check everything that comes
into their
emails.
They'll put alarms in their homes or whatever.
Right.
And then they're
putting Nest outside to see who's knocking on their door.
Yep. They're walking around naked, technologically speaking.
Did you see me today?
Naked?
Yeah.
No,
I was walking around naked. Were you watching me?
Jimmy.
Sorry.
I would have done a whole podcast about it if I had seen you walking around naked. I would have said, you won't believe what I saw today.
Who's going to admit that?
I saw Jimmy walking around and he, well, no, this is a...
We're joking.
Yes, we are joking. Okay. If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. And if you have some questions, we'd love to hear from your comments. Info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.